Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, September the 2nd, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning. And let me tell you something. You hear that that intro every morning here on the morning show on WWGH Radio. But we have got a surprise this morning because live in studio today and tomorrow, the first time in quite some time because we moved to this studio on April 1st, and I don't think he's ever been to the new studio. He is one of the best broadcasters in the business. There is no joke about that. He is great as a DJ. He's great as an interviewer. Wherever he goes, people follow. He is a dear, dear friend of mine, and we have had so many adventures over the years and so many more to come. Coming through your radio this morning, I know you will not want to miss the dial. Here he is, the man with the golden voice, golden heart, and golden attitude, my pal, Ted Williams. Ted, here we go.
I love this man. How much do I owe you for all of that, man? I love you, man.
It's so good to see you this morning,
yes,
Ted.
Yes, and I do want to say that, this is a really nice little setup. It's called Home Sweet Home.
Now, it is interesting in radio, because radio is not visual. Mm-hmm. Over the years, radio stations have originated from houseboats. Mm-hmm. They've originated from businesses, restaurants.
Basements.
Basements. And there are many radio stations that do operate out of houses. Bucyrus, that's where I got the idea for this, was they operate out of a house, and I thought, isn't that a neat idea?
Get right out of the bed and go on the air.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
Reach over for the slippers and get the robe and just come on in butt naked.
And go right on the air and up and away.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, since we haven't seen you on the air for a while, we want to talk about things going on with you. Here we are heading into the Labor Day weekend. Any big plans?
Well, I plan to, Scotty, I plan to attend the, Popcorn Festival after Labor Day sometime?
Yeah, next weekend.
Yeah, and I'm still doing an intro for Dave Chappelle down in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And I'm here in Marion, trying to decide to become a Marion resident. Still grieving a little bit, Scotty, and I'm kind of separating from management, past management again, going through a lot of management issues. So you've agreed to become somewhat of a manager of mine, and we're going to see how that works out. And just having a great time, as always, when I come to meet the Marion people. Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to meet the fine people of Stewart's. And I tell you why. I was just recently at, where was I? My granddaughter had a skate party. And these kids, one of the girls goes with my grandson. Well, I have two of the girls, and they're Marion residents. And they listen to the station, and they really surprised the heck out of me by saying, oh, I hear you on our radio station all the time, and blah, 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 blah. And it was very, very nice of them to say that they listen to W, because they're kids, so your demographics are pretty wide.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about this radio station. I think when you have people like Bill Cosby and Ed Asner, who passed away earlier this week, who was on quite a bit, mm-hmm. But you do things in the community where people can't get it anywhere else at this point, your demographic is wide. Plus, we give away Zumbeezy Bay. You know, that's
everybody great, wants to go to Zumbeezy Bay, baby.
That's a kid-oriented thing.
I felt like Austin Powers with that baby.
Oh, I got to tell people, because this morning we are going to give away Zumbeezy Bay tickets. Now, here's how we're going to do this. Now, don't take this as some kind of radio scheme that we're going to force feed or anything like that. That's not what this is. But this hour, if you can call in, you know what a Twinkie is.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Twinkies?
I love Twinkies.
Okay, here's what we're going to do this morning. We're not going to eat any Twinkies in hour number one, but I want you to call in this hour and give me a guess on how many Twinkies you think Ted will eat in hour number two. Now, not force feed. He's not going to cram them in. It's just when he starts eating after the 9 o'clock hour, how many will he eat in 45 minutes?
Okay.
Okay. So whoever gets closest, this is not one of those things where you have to get it right on the dial, but whoever gets closest will win the Zumbezi Bay passes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's a nice little radio gimmick this morning.
Yeah.
So give me a call anytime this hour. I got the index card out here. I'll take your name and I'll take your guess. And not only will I give you Zumbezi Bay passes, I will give you however many you need for your family. So if you need four, we'll give you four. So
you need six,
we'll give you six. But we're going to have to cap it somewhere.
Yeah, even if you're expecting, we'll give you that number as well.
A nice little free pass in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be a warm weekend, long weekend, with the Labor Day coming up on Monday. A lot of people don't have to go to work on Monday who work in factories and things of that nature. School will be out.
How's my girl, Mary Ellen Withrow?
Well, she'll be in tomorrow, joining us for tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. I look forward to that.
So
yeah,
tomorrow, Ted will be with us tomorrow as well, and Mary Ellen will be in tomorrow for the big pre-Labor Day show.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow morning, we're going to do something kind of unique. We're going to try this. We've not done this here at the new studio, but the microphones reach out to the front porch, which was recently just laid.
Come on over to our house.
And that's right. So we might take these microphones out to the front porch and do a little broadcasting tomorrow on the front porch. So Mary Ellen will be here, Ted will be here, and you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money.
Yeah, we're going to have to get Mary Ellen and myself a couple rocking chairs.
We'll all sit out an ashtray. We'll all sit out there and reminisce.
Oh, what is this, Prospect Place? Is that the address?
Prospect Street.
Oh, Prospect Street, okay. You'll know where Prospect Street is. Let me ask you, Scotty, is this a central location in the Marion area?
It is, because if you get that little hub in the road right there, about 30 feet from us, if you take that hub, you go right up to Delaware Avenue, where there's a Wendy's, KFC.
Stewart's Root Beer?
Stewart's is on the road, yeah. If you hit that road up there, Stewart's Root Beer.
I'm looking forward to meeting Michelle and the fine people over at Stewart's.
So listen, people at Stewart's, because I know Michelle listens regularly. I don't know if she'll be up this early.
Yeah, but listen. This was the point I was trying to make earlier with the residents that I met who happened to be dating my family, and they're from Marion. And they said that they hear me all the time or whatever. At least they think they do. But
They hear your intro every morning.
Yeah, they hear
sure.
There's Ted or Papa. But that was one of the things. When I mentioned to them that I was going to Stewart's, their eyes lit up. It was like I was a resident to know of the famous Stewart's Root Beer.
I believe it's been here. It's Marion's longest serving restaurant. I believe it's been here since like 1935.
Is that right?
Same building.
Okay.
It's got car hops and the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's what they referenced it to, was that it was somewhat of a Sonic, like a Sonic, and you know, the roller skating people, car hops or whatever. Yeah, is it through, does she have people?
Oh, yeah, they come out. I was just looking, you know, we get messages on Facebook now, and it says she is up. So
good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Michelle.
I wonder, does she have eggs, bacon with root beer? A bacon and egg root beer.
Bacon and egg root beer sandwich.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of variations of hamburgers over there, and French fries and mozzarella sticks.
Oh,
it's
really
a nice place.
I tell Michelle, by way of fate, or however she communicates with us over here at WWGH, tell her I want to stop by and see this grand place since 1935,
and we will be having a meal there today.
Oh, I hope so. You know, I tell you, this is my alter ego. You know, any place that's been around in the 30s and 40s and 50s, oh, I got a very, very great love for it. It's a survivor like me. I'm 97, and I'm still around.
You're still going strong.
Still going strong.
And you know what's great about Stewart's is a lot of kids work over there.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's you know, a lot of people's first job. So these car hops and these kids working in there, it's new generations every year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's
great.
Yeah, and you got to keep in touch with the young people today and what their appetites call for and the way they like certain things.
Now, does anybody have a guess? We need your guesses. Now, you can give them to me on Facebook or call us here at the station, 740-383-9944. How many Twinkies will Ted eat next hour? We're going to let him warm up here to the morning.
Yeah, that's
and then,
what I'm trying
and again, it's not a force feed. It's just how many will he eat in 45 minutes from 9 until 10. So give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You've got all hour here to levy a guess for
us. And the
us.
Box has not been open, might add.
This might be our first guess here, Ted.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Hello there.
Are you there?
They're like, we butt-dialed you.
Yeah, something happened. Well, if that was you, call us back.
Yeah.
740-383-9... Oh, here they go. Must have got disconnected. Go ahead, caller.
The guess I have is two.
Two?
Well,
oh, you must not know Ted.
Yeah, but I know Twinkie.
Two. And who is this on the line?
Scott.
Oh, Scott. Well, we got... Do you have any questions for the Golden Voice?
Was talking he was going to look into moving into Marion News. And I remember you saying something about he was going to be a regular, have a show on the radio. When's that going to start?
Scotty, I'm going to tell you this. Around the middle of September, I have a couple little moves that I want to do first. As I mentioned, I'm going to be hosting the Dave Chappelle concert down in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And once I complete that, then my decision will be made. I'm looking for, Marion. I got two of my grandchildren living here right now. They live here. And so, I'll have family here at least. And I'm sure all of the listeners are included in what I deem as being family. So, Scotty, I want you two Twinkies there. I don't know Ted's appetite, but I do know what Twinkies do. So, Scotty, I want to thank you so much for your call. And let me ask you, Scott, you like Stewart's root beer?
Oh, yeah. I've been going to Stewart's since I was a kid.
1935, huh? No, I'm just... He's like, I'm not that damn old, Ted.
I'm old, but I ain't that old.
Oh, I love you, man. I love you. So Stewart's is the number one spot here.
Yeah. Like I said, I wish Stewart's would have a cruise in and have old cars and stuff over there. That would be really nice.
Oh, Michelle's pondering the idea of that.
I bet she is. Yeah.
Do you know Michelle?
No, I don't. I've never met Michelle, but I've heard her on the radio.
All right. Well, she guessed what? 10 presidents in 2 minutes?
No, she got 23.
23.
You
that's
got
right.
10.
I got 10. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to switch on you, Michelle. No, but who had the most? Did she have in fact the most?
That day she did have 23, which is half, 50%.
My God, yes, she's very, very smart. Yeah. All right, well, Scott, listen, you have a great, great weekend, Labor Day weekend, you and your family, and thanks so much for your call. Two Twinkies, that might be around right before all said and done. Scott brought some delicious Kroger donuts, though, and I must say, I've been knocking a couple of them off, so I hope it doesn't spoil my appetite.
That's going to affect your Twinkie intake, that's why I said two.
Yeah, there you go, because you know why? You know Twinkies. Scott, thanks again for your call.
Yep, thank you.
All right, the guest this morning is two. We have two from Scott. Now, how many Twinkies will Ted eat next hour? This will be coming up in about 45 minutes from now. How many Twinkies? Now, again, not force feed. We're not the morning zoo there. It's just how many will he eat in 45 minutes? Now, Scott has guessed two, but I've been to eat with Ted, and I believe this is a little bit of a low ball here, two Twinkies. So give us a buzz in the next half hour. You could win however many tickets to Zumbezi Bay that you desire at this particular point for this weekend. 740-383-9944, because we're cleaning out the cupboards here this weekend, Labor Day weekend at WWGH Radio. And again, Ted will be with us this morning, and then tomorrow morning with the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
I love me some Mary Ellen Withrow. Good morning, Marion. Good morning.
And think of the conversations that we will have tomorrow, you, I, and the great Mary Ellen.
Hey, I have to say, Mary Ellen's been around just as much as Stewart's. We love her. And could you imagine getting a check signed by Mary Ellen Withrow? I'd like put that up with my money.
Put that right up on the wall.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Ted, you and I and Mary Ellen recently ventured over to Belle Fountain, Ohio.
Yeah.
Or as the residents say, Belle Fountain.
Yeah.
We went over there during some kind of festival that was going on, and we went to the 600 Downtown Pizza.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, you had to bring my, yeah, that was some good pizza, man.
It was good pizza.
Yes, and, yeah, we met the lovely person. That was a unique little town there. Yeah.
Unique town, and I thought it was a unique owner. Now, I did not want to say that at the time, but I thought she was a little, how should I say this?
Standoffish.
A little standoffish. You felt that, too.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It was like, oh, well, I don't listen to the station, or I'm out of the radius, or whatever, but I'm going to sit here and answer their questions.
I don't know if she was shy or what it was, but at one point she got on her phone. You know, that drives me nuts.
I think she was a little bit of an introvert.
Yeah, a little bit of an introvert, but, you know, she runs her nice business over
there. Got a very successful and very beautiful business. The food was great. I got a lot of chances to eat the various kinds of pizzas that she makes and serves. She had one pizza that she does herself, you know. Excuse me. She gets in there and gets her hands dirty, you know.
What was that thing that she had us eat? Pizza Noli? What was that? It was a cannoli-ish type of thing.
It was like a ravioli type thing.
Yeah, filled with mozzarella cheese and pepperoni.
It was good. It was
very good.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we have Twinkie trivia this morning as well.
Twinkie trivia.
That's
here
big
we
time.
Go.
We're
yes.
going to the Twinkie trivia.
It's time
here.
Now for Twinkie trivia.
Do you know, here's the Popcorn Festival, the entertainment we're going to have next week, and I'm a little shaky on this, Ted, but you came from the music world, so maybe you'll understand this better.
Oh, don't give me too much.
Well, no, this isn't true. I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
Next Friday, or next Thursday it starts, excuse me.
When, the Popcorn Festival?
Yeah, September 9th.
Okay.
And the main stage entertainment, supported by Ohio Health that night, will be Rumors, Northeast Ohio's premier Fleetwood Mac tribute band.
Oh, man. Oh, well, you know what? That might be the group that I saw. It's a cover band for Fleetwood Mac, and that girl sounds just like Stevie Nicks.
Well, that could be big then.
Yeah.
And then on Friday night, a week from tomorrow, September 10th, it'll be Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry.
Okay.
That's country night, I guess.
Eddie Money.
Yeah. Well, is he still around?
I have no idea. The drummer of the Rolling Stones is gone, I guess. Yeah.
Now, this is the confusion one. On Saturday, Great White will be performing. Now, do you know Great White?
I believe they're pretty, pretty popular, man.
Well, yeah. Well, I was told yesterday by one of our listeners they had a song in the late 80s.
I have heard of Great
yeah.
White.
Now, the song apparently is called Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I played that on the air when I was at WCKX in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, they'll be here next Friday.
Well, that's a great headliner.
Or Saturday. They'll be here Saturday. Oh. Friday's Eddie Montgomery. Thursday's The Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band.
That is the name of the group, too. I'll be here on that night.
Rumors. What about Great White?
Eh.
Well, that's what I said. I don't know Great White. And see, we're on in the transit
Ladies
buses.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Great White.
Yeah, I know. It just kind of lays there, doesn't
Klan
it?
The Ku Klux Klan will walk out in the hood. It's the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan and all. The Great White.
Yeah, see, that's a bad name.
Yeah.
You
got to
be careful when you name your
Once
band.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy, though. I do remember that.
Well, here's the thing about this whole Popcorn Festival. We're on in the transit buses here in Marion. They play our station as they drive around, especially here on the south end. And
hey, everybody, riding around.
Yeah, riding around. We pick up a lot of listeners that way.
Okay.
But it's interesting to me that they are big fans of this Great White, and I'm totally in the blue on this.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you pull up that record and let's hear it.
Yeah, we'll see what Great White even said. Maybe we'll do that next hour.
Yeah.
We'll get that queued up. But the Twinkie trivia we have today. By the way, does anybody like the Great White?
Yeah, give us a call right now if you're familiar with the group Great White, and I'm curious to know, too, because I did play that record. You know, our format at that time was, our clock, our hot clock, it would always be, I believe it's a mid-tempo tune. I don't know if it's heavy, because I wouldn't have played if they're heavy rock and roll. I was working for an urban station, and the few rock and roll groups that I mean, not rock and roll, but the few, let's say trendy A&R songs, AOR songs, was, you remember a group called Simply Red?
Oh, I do. Now, see, that one I know.
Yeah, or how about the Pet Shop Boys?
Now, what was their big hit?
I
do remember them.
Yeah, the Pet Shop Boys, it was, well, they were good.
Name that tune here this morning.
Yeah, Pet Shop Boys. It wasn't, I'm trying to think. But anyway, those were some of the songs that I played. And I also played Oh, my God. It's slipping my mind. I was going to say Queen, but not Queen. It was some... Oh, I know. White Snake. You're talking about White.
Oh.
Yeah. And they played one. They had a good song, White Snake. And, of course, Hall & Oates.
Oh, Hall & Oates.
Yeah, Daryl Hall.
Well, it's interesting because Ted will be on this morning as well with Glenn Coble. You rode up here with him a few weeks ago. He's on from 10 to noon.
I love Glenn Coble.
He'll be on with Glenn Coble, and Glenn yesterday said, was it yesterday? Might have been. He said his favorite band was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Okay.
And they put me in the mind of Hall & Oates.
How?
Well, this is why I was never a DJ. I wouldn't last very long in that world.
That's the difference between night and day.
Yeah,
no, I know what you mean. They probably do sing some folk. So Hall & Oates had some Sarah Smile and stuff like that.
I think they shopped at the same stores.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's what it was.
The same fashion.
Are you ready for this Ted Twinkie trivia?
Okay.
Now, audience, come with us here.
All right.
740-383-9944. Here we go.
What kind of trivia could they have about Twinkie?
Oh, they got trivia about everything nowadays.
Let's do it.
The Twinkie is cream-filled. What flavor was the cream originally? How about that? Did you know it was not always cream-filled?
Mm.
Yeah, how about that?
White.
Great white. It's great white.
It was great white.
Great white here this morning. No, the Twinkie is cream-filled. You know you've had the Twinkies.
Yes, I'm going to eat a couple.
What flavor was
Scott's
the cream?
Like one.
Oh, this is going to be big next hour.
Yeah.
What flavor was the cream originally? 740-383-9944. We'll get you in to win these Zumbeezy Bay passes as well.
Egg.
And so far, only two Twinkies has been guessed by Scott as how many Twinkies Ted will eat here in the next hour.
All
now,
right.
Boy, if they were originally filled with something. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Filling was originally vanilla.
You know, it's not vanilla on the list here.
You gotta be kidding me.
I know. Hey, do you know how...
she sounded like she really
she knew.
Counting.
She knew.
Yeah, vanilla.
How many Twinkies do you think Ted's gonna eat next hour?
Oh.
Oh, bless her heart.
Probably 12.
12? Now, see, you must know Ted better, because that sounds more on the mark to me.
Yeah, I didn't smoke no weed today, dear. No, I'm just...
Hey, not 12 packages, 12 Twinkies.
Individual Twinkies.
Okay.
That could happen.
Yeah, that could very well happen.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Right. She said good luck.
Good luck.
Like your bowels are going to bust, Ted.
You eat 12 Twinkies, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, so now we've got 2 and 12. There's a lot of area.
Well, we spoke to Scott. We didn't get that lady's name.
Oh, we didn't get her name, did we? Well, call back and give us the name.
Lady.
Yes. Hey, lady. Dear
lady.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Hey, lady. 740-383-9944. And you can also answer the question here. The Twinkie is cream-filled. What flavor was the cream originally?
I'm almost curious now to open up a box and have one to start this off.
Don't they look good?
But yeah, they do. And for what it's worth, if there's an original taste, I'm curious to know what the hell, or try to recall what these taste like now. She said vanilla, and if that was the original, what could it possibly taste like now other than vanilla?
See, I know why you like these, because they're golden.
Yes.
They're golden.
They're golden outside.
They're golden on the outside.
You know, when I did the Kraft macaroni and cheese, Scotty, Kraft macaroni and cheese, cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Well, what happened with Kraft? When did you,
Well, you know, they merged, they merged with Heinz, the Heinz group. And so I didn't know whether they were going to make a spaghetti tasting pasta or what, you know.
Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
They were originally
banana flavored. You got it right. They were banana flavored.
Really?
You got it. Who do we got on the line here?
This is Bob.
Oh, Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Good old Bob.
Very good.
Bob, you're on your way to, what, Zumbeezy Bay, or you get a Twinkie?
Well, no, you're in the competition now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bob, how many Twinkies is Ted going to eat next hour?
Now, if they were banana.
10.
That's a little closer.
We got a 12, 2, and 10.
Now, Bob, what area are you listening in?
I'm in Columbus.
Oh, the Columbus area. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Good to hear from you, Bob. Well, we've got you in. Thank you. You got it right. Banana flavored.
Yeah, that's right.
Later.
I did not know that. Bob knew it.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob, thanks.
See, we've got listeners all over the place.
Yeah,
Ted.
I see.
And in Boston.
Hey, in Boston, Massachusetts.
I wonder if those pinheads are listening this morning.
Boston, if you're listening, Facebook us right now or give us a call.
Well, they like to call.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. It's all for, it stemmed from that Bill Cosby interview.
Boston, I love that.
That whole Bill Cosby thing got these people in Boston all riled.
I bet
so they called me and they said, well, why didn't you ask him about such and such? And I said, well, we already had agreed that that wasn't going to happen because of his upcoming civil case. And so then they became fans of the show. But I don't know if those pinheads are listening this morning or not there in
Why
Boston.
Are you calling them pinheads?
Well, because they called in, and I think they thought that I would either hang up on them, and then they could play that on their little show in Boston,
oh.
or they call in and they lie, and they say they are not affiliated with the show, and then they go on these long tangents.
You're listening to the New England Cable News Network.
So I call them pinheads, but it's more of a term of love, because clearly they're successful in what they do, and I have to say, even though they were, I don't even know if it was making fun. I didn't even find it making fun when I listened back to the podcast. It was funny.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just pinheads is my term of endearment. You know, like Sean around here, I always make fun of his
big head.
Yeah, big head. But, you know, that's love.
Yeah.
I don't hate him.
Right.
Just so pinheads is just... And we got to clear something up, Ted, because we've had drama here this week, because last week, allegedly, I hung up the phone on you.
Yeah.
And
I thought you did.
Well, I did the first time, but it was because of the Jeffersons thing. And then, but the second time, the phone just disconnected. That wasn't a hang up.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I was wondering, what the hell could I have done?
We've cleared the air.
Okay, we've
cleared the air. So far, we've got Scott in for 2, Phyllis, we did get her name, Phyllis is in for 12, and Bob is in for 10 in the Columbus area.
Okay. How'd you get her name?
Oh. The Internet.
Okay.
The Internet's a great tool in radio these days.
Without a doubt.
I just glance over and find out what's going on.
I thought you had some mental telepathy popping.
I have that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. A little touch of that. 740-383-9944. How many Twinkies is Ted going to eat next hour? Oh, and we got the banana-flavored thing, so let's go on to the next question. Now, here's the story behind it, if you want to know.
Bob's been eating Twinkies a long damn time.
They go way back.
Yeah.
The original filling was a banana cream. The original price of the Twinkie was a nickel for a package of 2. It takes more than 40,000 miles of plastic wrap to wrap a year's production of Twinkies.
Wow. Wow. How it's made of modern marvels.
Now here's another question for you.
Okay.
The flavor of the Twinkie cream changed during World War II. Why? Well, we know it went from vanilla to, or we went from banana to vanilla. So why did that happen is the question. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Glenn. Hey, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
13. I guess 13 on the lead.
You think he's going to hit 13?
Oh, man. You're really trying to mess with my stuff.
Now, is this Bob and Marion?
Yeah.
So we got Bob and Marion and Bob in Columbus this morning.
Bob Chevrolet. Big Bob and Rick.
All right. So 13 Twinkies. Are you enjoying the show this morning, Bob?
Do what?
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. Good to hear from you, Bob.
It sounded like he said no.
Well, some mornings it's rougher than others. A little more rough.
Yes, I can attest to that.
So now we got 4 in here. We've got Scott for 2, Phyllis for 12, Bob from Columbus for 10, and Bob and Marion 13.
Excuse me.
I know it's getting close to that this morning. So why did the Twinkies go from banana to vanilla during World War II? Our cream. Is it banana to... Is that a vanilla cream in there?
That's what I'm assuming.
That's debatable.
Maybe that's what Phyllis was talking about.
All right, so why did that happen? Why did the Twinkie
come? You say World War II, right?
World War II.
I'm going to take a guess at it myself. But World War II, let's see, President Roosevelt time?
Oh, for President Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Now, see, you got that right on the presidential trivia.
Hey, and I didn't even mention him on the top 10.
No, you didn't put him in there.
No.
You know, you didn't put Thomas Jefferson in there.
Wow, yeah.
Or Kennedy.
The father of all blacks.
I know. What's he?
Doing the Jefferson or Monroe.
Oh, it's Jefferson galore.
Up all them winches.
We're back to Jefferson. My.
Yeah.
Now, so what happened there during World War II? What happened that the Twinkie would go from banana flavoring to vanilla flavoring. In World War II, this happened. What happened? 740-383-9944. And we've got the big...
The bombing of Pearl Harbor was in what world? World War II?
It started World War II, yeah.
Okay, okay. So I'm trying to think. Era. I'm trying to put it around the military. I'm trying to base it around the military's reason for changing the, you know, flavor.
Now, I do want to let... We have to do a little bit of news, and we're coming a little late with it today. But here's what's going on. As many people know here in Marion, Marion City Schools, we have five school districts in this area, and Marion City Schools was the only one that started out the year with a mask mandate for their kids, and that was not seen at that time as a very happy thing. There were some fights at school board meetings, so on and so forth, but to come at you with some news this morning, Ridgedale now has put a mask mandate in because they would have 85 kids in quarantine, and River Valley, as of Monday, will be going to mask mandates because of the quarantine, and they will be closing on Friday to do deep cleaning. Okay. So, here we are.
Yeah, you go, schools.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, those sinkers, are those the ones you got at home that you bought several years ago?
Several years ago. Yeah, those are the Twinkies I've had for several years. Twinkies don't spoil. What's in a Twinkie?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't coax me into not eating these damn things.
I'd beware there, Ted.
Okay.
No. How many Twinkies? No, these are new Twinkies. How many Twinkies is he going to eat?
Well, I remember you talking about Twinkies that you bought several years ago, and you said you was going to feed
Not several them. Years ago. No, like back
Scott.
In April.
Oh.
I'm not a hoarder. I don't hoard food.
Well, you hung up on Tez. I don't want to see you.
Thank you. Oh, I love this man. Get his name.
Well, what's the guess?
Oh, I bet you he'll eat seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Seven. Who do we have on the line?
Lee.
Lee.
Good old General Lee.
Lee is in for seven. But
I love General Lee.
But, you know, I don't understand why you think I carry around spoiled Twinkies.
Yeah.
Well, I remember you talking about some Twinkies one time that you...
Yeah, I think Twinkies, so we should have guessed...
already past the expiration date, and you said you're going to feed them to somebody. You don't eat
what did
them,
they say
you just bought them.
Yeah, what did they say about the life expand?
Twinkies will be here after nuclear warfare.
Yeah.
Twinkies don't spoil.
Yeah.
I hope not.
You hope not.
For Ted's sake.
Well, at the end of the second hour, it'll be Heimlich maneuver. Thanks, Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right, Lee,
yeah.
Phyllis, Bob, and Bob. And
see, this is the problem with doing morning radio. Different from podcasts, different from all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Because people will just bust you out live on the air because you're here every morning talking about...
Lee did you good.
Did he? I don't know about that.
I'm looking all over for the expiration dates, but I did see you get out of your vehicle with a Kroger bag. Let me ask you something. What were you saying about the masks again?
Oh, yeah, we're going to come back to that. Go ahead, caller.
Scott at Danger in Boston. How's
it going? Oh, Lord, here's Boston.
Hey,
my favorite pinheads. How you doing?
We're doing great. It's a little wet overnight, but I'm doing okay, which is nice.
Do you like the term pin? You understand I don't mean this in a derogatory fashion.
Oh, of course not.
No.
See, we're fans of that podcast. So again, there's only been one person maybe. I'm still trying to do my investigative that might be involved with the show that might have called in. But the guy that offered you the tickets and myself, we're just fans of the show.
But listen here, my friend. Hey, if you're not a member of the show, that's fine. If you are, you know, I know that those zoo programs do that sort of thing. But you guys are funny. I listened to it. I thought it was funny. It was good. So I have no ill will. And that's why I call you my favorite pinheads from Boston. But listen, I'm not driving to Boston in the dead of winter just to sit in the audience. Now, if I'm a guest on the show, Ted will come and be a guest on the show.
Fly me in on the next flight.
I mean, we don't have the power to get you on the show. Tim just wanted friends to go with, and we're considering you a friend, and we wanted to enjoy the camaraderie. And if in the middle of winter isn't your thing, and it's just too much of a thing in January, October 4th, you can come to beautiful Saco, Maine. I have extra room in my car. I have a ticket already.
To what? What is this?
Saco, Maine.
Psychomania?
Saco. In the great state of Maine.
Maine. So I would ride with you to Maine?
You could ride with me to Maine, and there's a drive-in, and Kirk will have his show, and there will be a bunch of us in the audience. Maybe a couple beers will be passed around, having fun, laughing around, and watching a great. This is a show. Remember last time I called, we had the $30,000 fiasco.
Oh, stop with the 30. Listen, so you want me to load in a car with you, who I've never met, and ride up to Maine. This is how all abductions start on the Lifetime Network. See, I can't get into that.
But it's going to be a 1,000 of your newest fans will be there.
1,000 people will be there.
Up in lobster country.
You're going to be putting it in, but here's the thing, because remember how I called with that problem about the 30,000? Well, the producer of the show did so much haggling. He knocked off $5,000 off that bill, and now the show only owes $25,000. Is that enough for that man to keep his job, do you think?
Well, like I said, I don't want to get involved in the problems of Boston.
You're not getting in the problems, and we like to hear the opinions from professionals, because, I mean, I think it speaks volumes that Kirk hasn't fired anyone over this, and instead, they're doing basically a bail Dave out of trouble show, and I think you'd be a great guest, and I know if you showed up, you'd be like a huge hit amongst all the Minifans, and you could see why we love Kirk so much.
Well, why would I not be booked on the show if all these accolades you just gave me are true? That I've got 1,000 new fans there in Boston, that I came on the Kirk show and I schooled him in journalism and all this sort of thing. Now, why would I not be a guest on the show? Why do I got to sit out there in the audience with the pinheads?
Because all of us pinheads, it's just us pinheads that call into you and love you. It's not, we don't have any way to get you on the show. If we offered it, he'd call us idiots. And that's why when you call us pinheads, we don't mind it, because Kirk tells us he hates us on a daily basis. He once told me I should jump off a cliff.
But if you did jump off a cliff, he'd go to federal prison.
Right. No, but we know he says it in tongue in cheek. And it's actually one of the things that makes Kirk so great, as someone who shares his passion.
He's the host of the show.
Real and true, and talks about his own battles with mental health. It's truly an inspiring thing, and it helps, I think, helps a lot of people in the Boston area.
Well, maybe next hour we'll talk about battles with mental health on this show. I think I'm having one right now.
Yes, I'm beginning to become more and more bipolar.
So now, listen, Boston, now do you have a guess as to how many Twinkies Ted Williams is going to eat next hour?
As someone who once attempted to eat a lot of Twinkies, I should say it's not an easy feat. So I'm going to have to go with 6 Twinkies for Ted.
6 Twinkies. All now, right. What's your name there?
It's Andy in Boston.
Andy in Boston.
And I am not affiliated with the show.
But you sound like somebody on the show. You know, I've heard the show.
I mean, I've called in once, maybe, and that was the time I was told to jump.
You know what? I give you credit, because you have stayed connected to this show now for about 3 weeks that you must listen on a regular basis.
Every morning at 8 o'clock, I get the TuneIn app going up, and I can hear you guys crystal clear. It's a great way to start the day.
Well, that's what I always said. If the FCC ever yanked our license, we'd still be on in TuneIn, because we're on in Columbus, we're on in Boston. Why would we go away?
There's no need to.
No. So, thank you, Boston, and get one of those pinheads from that show to call and get me on the stage, and I might come to the Wilbur Theater.
I'll see what I can do, but I can tell you it's probably not going to be to my doing.
Well, you talk to somebody who gets some doing done. Thank you, Andy in Boston. I feel like Larry King. Andy in Boston.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bob in Columbus.
Yeah, Phyllis and Marion.
You did not realize, Ted, that this show had a huge scope that it does.
Man, I'm telling you, I feel almost international.
This is the show where it all happens.
Yeah.
And you know, Bill Cosby's been on the show, but we got to talk about this COVID. This is the news of the morning. Now, just to recap all this, Marion City Schools was the only district that had a mask mandate, and a lot of people came down hard on them for this because they didn't want kids wearing masks. Well, here we are just a short 2 weeks later. Ridgedale is now going to a mask mandate, another school district, because they would have 85 kids in quarantine if they were not wearing masks, and that's a smaller school. It would pretty well shut down the school. So now Ridgedale's going to masks, and River Valley, I think the second biggest district in the area behind Marion City, has gotten in all kinds of trouble now, quarantine-wise and COVID-wise, and they've only been open 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, so they are actually shutting down Friday. If you have a student in River Valley, there will not be school this coming Friday, tomorrow, because they are going to shut down for deep cleaning, and then when they return next Tuesday after Labor Day, they will have masks on. There will be a mask mandate at River Valley.
Wow. Wow.
It's getting out of hand.
It is. Those trumped up numbers that they're coming up with, whether it's the health departments or, you know, the federal people are coming down with, you know, every day it's a different amount of people contracting COVID and the Delta and all that. It's just sometimes it's just unbelievable when you look at the people who've been hospitalized, people who have died in the overall total in the country and all. I think it's just playing with numbers.
All right, here. So we've got any more guesses? We've got about 5 minutes left in hour number one here. How many Twinkies will Ted eat next hour? Zumbeezy Bay passes are on the line. We've got two for Scott, 12 for Phyllis, 10 for Bob and Columbus, 13 for Bob and Marion, 7 for Lee, and 6 for Andy in Boston.
Yeah.
Now, does anybody know why in World War II the Twinkie went from banana cream to vanilla? It happened during the World War II era. Why did that happen? Is anybody smart out there this morning and know the answer? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. All right. Well, here maybe somebody who knows their Twinkie trivia here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I think he'll do eight.
Eight?
Eight Twinkies.
Who do we got on the line?
This is Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. Now, I know you love the Stewarts. Tell Ted what he should get over there on the menu today.
Well, usually I get the veal and the curly fries because I love the veal over there.
Veal?
Veal.
They have the garbage burger and they have chicken wings and they have a...
Oh, you said the magic word there. You said the magic word. Chicken wings. Yes. Okay. Yes.
But they have a good variety over there. It's really a good place to go.
Roger, is the chicken wings on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give them?
I'll give them a 10.
Wow. Wow, Michelle, you hear that? He gives the chicken wings over at your place a 10.
But that's what I usually get is order of chicken wings or I get my veal sandwich. I love their veal.
Good old veal sandwich. Man, that sounds like a down-home kitchen.
It is. You know? It really is. Hey, thanks, Ralph.
Okay.
Oh, I called him Roger. Ralph, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
All right. They're pouring in here, Ted. How many Twinkies is Ted going to eat next hour? Zumbeezy Bay passes are on the line here. Big Labor Day weekend.
For the amount of people that you have on your...
Four, six. Yep. We'll even go up to eight. If you have eight in your family, whatever.
Everybody's going to dance Zumbeezy Bay.
Rock the party. 740-383-9944. We've got Scott at 2, Phyllis at 12, Bob in Columbus at 10, Bob and Marion at 13, Lee at 7, Andy in Boston at 6, Ralph in 8. I think people are waking up now. It takes them a moment in the morning.
Good morning, Marion. Good morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I would say they changed to vanilla because we couldn't get bananas during the war, and that was before they had artificial flavoring.
Well, it wasn't because they couldn't get bananas. It's a good guess, though. You're very close to the right answer.
Well, they wanted the bananas for the war guys.
Or they couldn't get no bananas from Cuba.
We have no bananas today. Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good guess, though. Thanks, caller.
Okay.
Yes, we have no bananas.
You know, Ted, we've been on this theme song kick. You sang the Cheers theme song for us when we talked about Boston.
Yeah.
We did the Jeffersons. That turned into a whole fiasco. But with the passing of Ed Asner this week...
What did I do? Blow the...
No. It was just... What happened was, I think you got flustered about the whole President's thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So when we went to the Jeffersons theme, you just kept saying, beans don't burn on the grill repeatedly.
Oh,
and there was no... But I think you know the song.
Yeah,
who doesn't know the Jeffersons song?
That's right.
Okay, so, but do you know the Mary Tyler Moore song in honor of the late Ed Asner?
No.
not even,
and I love Mary Tyler Moore.
How does it go? Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hey, you know, who can turn? I can't even go with the tune.
Love is all around.
Love is all around.
We'll get one more guest
in. I'm still doing that girl.
Oh, you know, I met that girl up in New York. Yeah, absolutely.
Phil Donahue and
that Marlo.
Girl. I'm jealous.
Angie and me and Marlo and
How's
Phil.
Angie doing?
Angie's doing. She's listening this morning over at the clinic.
All right, Angie, I love you. You know that girl.
On that TuneIn app. That TuneIn app is big. That's how people listen. Now, next Tuesday is something big, too, Ted. We've got pizzas. There used to be, a whole book was written about it. I wish I had the book here. About the Great American Pizza Shop, which was here in Marion back in the 80s. They were the forerunner to Domino's, 30 minutes delivery and all that sort of thing. Yeah. Well, the gentleman who was, his brother was an owner, and he worked there from the very beginning, came in, and we talked. And next Tuesday, for the first time in close to 40 years, he's going to whip up some Great American Pizza and deliver it here.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be big.
Oh, I'm going to be here. I want to be here for the Popcorn Festival. Now, I can only imagine. I've been to the Pumpkin Festival down in Circleville. I've been to somewhere else. They had a big thing. But I've never been to a Popcorn Festival.
100,000 people in 3 days.
Really?
On the streets here in Marion. That's an actual fact.
You guys have another festival of sorts here.
We have a fair.
Yeah.
But this is the big festival.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's 100,000 people over 3 days.
Let me ask you a question. How did it originate, and what's the big deal of popcorn?
Well, this is the 40th anniversary, and it originated because we used to be the popcorn capital of the world because Wyandotte Snacks was headed here in Marion.
Okay.
They were stationed here.
Yeah.
So popcorn was always a big deal in Marion, and since then that has changed, but the Popcorn Festival kept its name. Do you like popcorn?
I love popcorn.
Well, there you go. So this is what it'll be. Now, we got to go to break. We've ran out of time. But you remember, for the news portion of the program, Ridgedale Local Schools will be going to masks, I believe, almost immediately. And starting on Tuesday, River Valley will be going to masks. And no school tomorrow for River Valley. And that's not on on any calendar because it just came about in recent days. And when they return after Labor Day, there will be a mask mandate.
Every time you say River Valley, I keep thinking about Riverdale. You remember the Archies?
Yes, the Archies.
Yeah.
Me and the Golden Voice are the Golden Voice and I, however you say it. Back in 15 minutes after news and weather.
Remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. In 1886, three newspapers operated in the town, including the Marion Star, with Warren G. Harding, eventual President of the United States, serving as the paper's editor. In addition to the newspapers, 15 churches and 4 banks existed in the community.
This is Weasel Boy, and my favorite letters are WWGH.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com. And watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.